That's one of the best from Tony Bennett on the radio. Just in time, 23 now, before the hour of 9 o'clock. Jeff Berner's on the other end of our line. Professional Physical Therapy and Associates right here in our great little beach town. Good Thursday morning, Jeff. How you doing, buddy? Did I hit the wrong button? Whoops. I've only had about 12 people on the phone today. I don't know what button to hit. How you doing, buddy?
We're doing well.
That's good. How's the new building coming before we get talking about health?
Coming along well.
Okay, I understand you're at the painting stage now, right?
Yeah, interior painting's being done. The exterior's been painted already, so it's looking like a real building.
Well, before you know it, there'll be new equipment in there. The next thing you know, there'll be patients in there, and everybody will have smiling faces. That's kind of nice.
We're already getting deliveries of new equipment now and trying to figure out what to do with it until we're ready to put it in the building.
That's good. Hey, I understand that we're right in the midst of Men's Health Week. And, you know, there's a lot of things that they talk about, you know, risks for men, risks for women. But there are a lot of risks for us guys out there that's preventable, right?
Absolutely. We get resource information from the Centers of Medicare Service Provider Network. Okay. And I wanted to throw a couple did you knows at you. That did you know that heart disease is the leading cause of death for U.S. men? And did you know that more U.S. men die from lung cancer than any other cancer?
Wow.
Prostate cancer and colorectal cancer are the second and third most common cancers in the U.S. men population. And 34% of U.S. men are obese, 32% of which have hypertension.
Wow.
The other thing that I found out when I went on their website, I found out that a lot of services that are not accessed by men are provided by Medicare that they just don't even take advantage of. Like, for example, an annual wellness visit is covered. The prostate cancer screenings and cardiovascular screenings, as well as diabetes screenings, HIV screenings, immunization for hepatitis B and influenza, as well as just general flu vaccine. All of these things are covered by Medicare, and there's no reason to not take advantage of that to make sure that men's health is maintained.
You know, I think you're right. And I think there's a false feeling out there amongst the American men and the American women that I know many, many years ago, like my grandfather, you know, he never went to a doctor and he lived to his 90s and stuff like that. Things have changed today. And I think sometimes we say, hey, we feel good, so why go to a doctor?
Well, many of these things that are primary killers in men, like the prostate cancer and colorectal cancer, and when it starts showing symptoms, it's already pretty far down the line.
Right.
If you can get a screening done that prevents it from ever getting to that point, it's much more treatable, and we can prevent people from getting killed.
You're absolutely right. You know, it's good advice, and, you know, we should practice it 52 weeks a year, not just during Men's Health Week, understanding that we can be a healthier you and taking the right steps, right?
Absolutely.
And a lot of that's physical exercise and doing some great things, and if you got some aches and pains, you're the guy to talk to, right?
For sure.
What number can they call you at?
They can call us at 423-0100, go to our website at proptfl.com. Or stop in and see us. We'll be moving to our new building probably the beginning of August. You'll see us in the new location at 1316 South Ridgewood.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful, and it's really built for the future of all your patients, and that's kind of nice.
We should provide much higher care in that location because we'll have more space as well as newer equipment, and we'll be more accessible.
Hey, I got a good idea. How about if they call you and they mention WSBB, you'll give them 15-minute consultation absolutely free?
That's always true, Skip.
We'll talk to you soon, Jeff.
Very good. Thank you.
Jeff Berner, Professional Physical Therapy and Associates, right here in our great little beach town, building their new building for the future and taking care all your health issues.
Hi, this is Mark Monison. If you like your music with a swing, this is your invitation to join me every Sunday evening for a Swinging Sunday. Great music from Count Basie, Duke Ellington, and we always throw in some Sinatra. A Swinging Sunday brought to you by